Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Cochrane Overviews bring together the findings from multiple reviews. One of the largest overviews was published first in August 2013 and updated in July 2015. Cindy Farquhar from the Department of Obstetrics and Gynaecology at the University of Auckland in New Zealand describes this enormous volume of evidence for assisted reproduction.
Infertility is defined as the failure to conceive after 1 year of trying. As many as one in six couples will have some delay in conceiving and may seek fertility treatment in the form of assisted reproduction. When they do so, they will hope that they are getting the best available care, and this overview of relevant research studies should help them achieve it. Fertility treatments are complex and costly, and the stakes are high. A cycle of assisted reproduction involves a sequence of medical treatments known as downregulation, ovulation induction, triggering of ovulation, oocyte retrieval or egg pickup, fertilization, which takes place in the laboratory, embryo transfer, and luteal phase support. With this in mind, it is important that each step in an assisted reproduction cycle is supported by the best available evidence from well-designed studies. With this aim in mind, the Cochrane Gynecology and Fertility Group has considered the evidence from all the Cochrane systematic reviews of assisted reproduction and summarized it in an overview published on the Cochrane Library. We have included 59 Cochrane reviews of various stages in an AIT cycle. All the reviews were found to be of high quality, and this overview provides the most up-to-date evidence from randomized controlled trials for assisted reproduction. Reviews of in vitro fertilization, known as IVF, and intracytoplasmic sperm injection, also known as ICSI, are included in the overview, but reviews of intrauterine insemination and ovulation induction are not included. 32 of the reviews identified interventions that were effective or promising. 14 reviews identified interventions that were ineffective or possibly ineffective, and 13 reviews were unable to draw conclusions due to the lack of evidence. Use of the evidence from this overview to guide clinical practice should help to improve live birth rates and reduce rates of multiple pregnancy, cycle cancellation, and ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome. We hope that medical societies and guidelines groups will use this overview to guide their clinical practice, and that couples with infertility will look into these reviews and find them helpful for their own decision making.
To read the full review, and of course each of the 59 Cochrane reviews it contains, you can find them all at cochranelibrary.com.